Hey everyone, Scorpion Daily back again, here with another podcast, and I'm really excited about this one because I'm finally going to talk about some of the hard truths about what's happening today for music artists, being a musician, a producer, a DJ. You know, if you want to get yourself out there, there's quite a few things, a few hurdles that we have to get over. And so, really just want to thank you for joining in. This one's going to be a quick one. I'm going to keep it short, sweet, and to the point. And let's uncover one of the first hard truths. So I've concluded that in order to become a well-known artist, musician, producer, or DJ in 2024, coming up on this next year, it's not going to be the way I think it needs to be, and it's not going to be the way you think it needs to be. The only true way to find success is by doing what the market thinks it should be. So the market is going to decide. And what do I mean by when I say the market? The market is the collective of overall consumers in the industry, you know, the people who buy music, the fans who buy tickets to shows, the people who talk about music endlessly online. That is the market. And the market is free to do whatever they please. They can go wherever they want. They can shift their focus wherever it may be. But at the end of the day, they are ultimately going to decide what makes a great artist. And so I think that's kind of tough, you know. Unfortunately, the musicians, the producers don't get to decide, like, what's valuable and what's not. I might have a subjective opinion on what a song would be, or a song that I think would be valuable, but that doesn't mean jack shit compared to the free market. It's millions of voices versus ours. So I think our subjective opinions are, like, they mean very little in the grand scheme of things. But I'm solely talking about the purposes of, you know, garnering new fans, new support, and overall getting people to listen to your music. So that's the first hard truth, is that it doesn't matter what I think, it doesn't matter what you think, it matters what the market thinks. And if you can start to shift your focus to cater towards the market, going online, making content, putting out your stuff, and just at a crazy another level, I think you will start to see people garnering support for your music. Now, again, that's if they like it. That's if they resonate with it. That's if you catch them at a good time. And so the way I see it is, like, what are the best odds to making a half-court basketball into the hoop? A half-court basketball shot, it's going to take many tries. And so if you build three videos, you know, you took three shots at it, and they all miss, like, you're just going to stop making videos? That doesn't make sense either. So it's one of those things where you really have to dive deeper and figure out. Another one of those hard truths is getting your music to a level of playability, playback on most, if not all, systems. You know, a lot of people tend to listen to music in their car, and your song might sound great on your headphones or your studio monitors, but if it doesn't sound great in the car, well, you don't have playback, you don't have playability for a good majority of listeners. The other one that I've been focusing on recently is the AirPods. The AirPods are really, really weird to get your mix to sound good on because they have a notch frequency at 10K and 8K. Those are boosted frequencies when taken into the AirPods. So also accounting for that. And I think that's why some rap songs have a snare that just hurts your ears in the AirPods, because they're not accounting for that. So yeah, just getting your music to a great place of playability, to the point where when they hear your song, they wouldn't mind hearing it again. And then even getting them to a place where you have a catchy melody to where they do want to hear it again. That's the thing that I think about a lot is, you know, they heard your song, but if you polled a survey to everyone who heard your song, and the poll said, would you like to hear this song again sometime? Yes or no? I want to see how that poll looks. I wish we could do that. But unfortunately, in the music game, the only way to really see how people would redo, to really see, like, if people would answer yes to that question is the results. We just see based off of the results, instead of 200 plays, we got 600. And then maybe through some SoundCloud insights, you could see that certain people listen to it 3, 5, 10 times again. That's interesting too. That's actually a really good insight to have. So we can use some of our tools to try to figure that out. But at the end of the day, if the majority of people would say no, meaning it hurt the song, it's an okay song, I could listen to it once, but I wouldn't want to put it in my playlist, nor would I want to hear it again. That's the free market telling you that that playability or the memorability is not there. So just trying to figure that out too, because I know I have that issue too, where, you know, people listen to a song once and they're like, okay, it's cool, but they wouldn't want to listen to it again. So I think overall, heading into this next year, all of us are going to have to be a little bit more laser focused. All of us are going to have to try something that we've never tried before. All of us are going to have to do something different. Because if you do the same things that you did in 2022 and in 23, well, then you're still going to get the same results that you're sitting in right now. And the growth is not going to be that different. And I know all of us want to grow in some similar fashion. You know, we want to grow our brands. We want to get more recognition. We want to get more listens. More listens is great. There's nothing wrong with that. But the way we go about it is what's really going to determine if we get it or not, and if it's going to be long lasting, right? Because you could spend a couple $100 and get 300,000 plays on SoundCloud easy. That's all day. You could do that all day. But if I spend money and get 300,000 plays on my next SoundCloud track, or any track, because you could buy Spotify plays too, if I get that going, well, is that long lasting? Is that sustaining? Can I keep paying for each track to buy plays and reposts? No, of course not. So there's plenty of ways to grow, but like, I'm looking for the real growth, like the long-term growth. And that's by creating an actual community or fan base That's by getting people to actually care about your music, to actually want to hear it again, to actually put it in their playlists. These are the things that we all got to be thinking about on a daily basis. That way we can actually have that growth. And that way our efforts are not in vain. You know, I've spoken to hundreds of producers one-on-one this year alone. And the overwhelming consensus I found was that a lot of people feel like they're just spinning their wheels, doing the same thing over and over again, or just trying so much and then not really seeing much results from it. And that's me too. Like, all of us feel that way. But I think there's a way to, like, stop doing that to ourselves and put ourselves in a position to really succeed. So, anyways, that is my take on 2024. I'm definitely going to be coming out with more content just like this, more thesis to put out there, and there's a whole lot of opportunity. I'll start highlighting some of the cool stuff that I see, some of the new platforms that are emerging, some of the new paid options. You know, sync licensing is great. Getting collaborations with bigger artists and stuff like that. So there's a whole lot of ways to do it. I'm really excited to see what comes of this. And thanks for listening. I hope you guys have a great day. Have a wonderful week. Take care of yourselves. Self-care is important. But most importantly, do what's required to accomplish your goals. Do what's required to accomplish your dreams. That's all I have for you guys today. Thanks again. Bye.